Rabin, Rava, Rashi, and the Miri on one side, the Ritva on the other. What's the Machlokes? According to the Ritva, the Machlokes Rabin Rava is whether or not he's din of Erechot to trade him. According to the Meiri, the discussion is over here. He has a new Nemanis called Baal Dover. It's a new type of Nemanis. According to the Miri, Avush state the Nemanis from Baal Dover. Where does it say it? In Gemara, we never saw the words Baal Dover in the Gemara. The Gemara says, a Shliach, maybe get Medina Sayyam. Can say another one. They don't need a pen. You pen? They don't need a pen. Anyone else have an extra pen? I don't have one. I'm out. Anyone else have an extra pen? I have a pen on my desk. You want to get a pen on my desk? According to, he's getting a pen, Javi. According to the Meiri, there's this new Nemanis called Baal Dover. Where does the Gemara introduce to us this new Nemanis called Baal Dover? All it says in the Mishnah is, maybe giving this thing on Tzach Shem and where do we get this idea that there's a new Nemanis called Baal Dover? L'chayra, the way the place that is introduced to us is in the Gemara in Daf Gimel, where the Gemara says over there, where I ask the question. Mishumigune kilo be rabbanan says the Gemara. I kulahu chumru. Anyone needs a pen? Oh, great. Thank you. Imachich esleitrei asibal ma'ar posalei. Lo asibal ma'arzu. Chad asibal ma'ar posalei. So the Gemara wants to know, how do we see that? Why do you allow one to work? Says the Gemara. Kivan damar ma'ar if nekama noisnaloi. Rabbi Yochanan ben Chanina chamar fris chanan megimo mekor meikdayek losi ruin nafshe. What is the Gemara saying? That for some reason over here the shliach is going to be Neman. What's that in the Meiri's world? What's the Gemara now introducing to us? Baal Dover. Now, it's meikdayek is the reason why we call him Baal Dover. What does that mean? The shliach is very involved over here. The shliach is very—he's very careful. He's like a baal dover. He's medak daik in this sugya. That's where the Gemara is introducing to us the concept called medak daik, according to the Meiri. According to the Ritva, Gemara is not saying that at all, right? According to Rava, medak daik is telling us that we believe him like according to Rava, that you're being like two. According to Rava, we're saying why, even though he's only an echanam misuin, he's going to be believed over the baal. Because of extra chumra of eshesish, whatever it is, akoponim. That's sugi. But our Gemara ends up saying that that's not really the pshat of the machloikas over here, whether it's Rabba or Rava, because Rabba is later Rava, and besides, won't work Yochan l'shitasai. So the Gemara has to say that really everyone holds like Rava. So really, how many people do you need for b'fanenachta b'fanenachtam? Three you should really need. So what does the Gemara say? What's the machloikas? Ella de kule alma beinan eidim mitzuyim lekaimoi. Says the Gemara, really, kule alma holds we need eidim mitzuyim lekaimoi. V'hacha b'shliach nasa eid. The eid nasa dayan kamiflagi. The arguing concerning the topic, the discussion of shliach nasa eid, ve'eid nasa dayan. It sounds like from that, they're actually arguing, almost sounds like they're arguing about two things. What are the two things? Shliach nasa eid. And nasa dayin, that's what it sounds like when I read it. Hacha b'shliach nasa eid, the eid nasa dayin kamiflagi. Rashi comes along, and Rashi says, that's not what it means. Kiloimar, says Rashi. Rashi says, b'shliach nasa eid, nasa dayin kamiflagi, kiloimar. Iamrinan, ki heichi de shliach nasa eid, achanami eid nasa dayin kamiflagi. The argument of whether or not you say, just like shliach nasa eid, also eid nasa dayin. So really, what's the machloikis about? Only if Eid Nasa Dayin. Everyone agrees Shliach Nasa Eid. The shaila is, do you say Ki Heichi? Just like Shliach Nasa Eid, also Eid Nasa Dayin. That's what Rashi's Kiloima. Rashi's coming to the, what do you mean? The argument B'Shliach Nasa Eid Ve'Eid Nasa Dayin. What do you mean? It sounds like going about two things. No. What it means is Ki Heichi, just like Shliach Nasa Eid, so too we should say Eid Nasa Dayin. And that's the machloikis in the Gemara. Man Dama Fnei Shnayim Kasava Shliach Nasa Eid. The Eid Nasa Dayan, says Rashi. Ki heichi the shliach nasa eid, hochanami eid nasa dayan. Hilkuch mitstarf badai v'avik tlosa. That if you hold just like shliach is nasa eid, so to eid nasa dayan. And the man d'arma holds of neishloisha, kasova shliach nasa eid, v'ein eid nasa dayan. But everyone agrees to the fact that shliach nasa eid, that one agrees to. The homachlokes is only if Eid Nasa Dayan. So why are we bringing Shliach Nasa Eid? Says Rashi, Ki Heichi, just like you're saying Shliach Nasa Eid, also Eid Nasa Dayan. That's the Gemara. Rashi says, Manu Fnei Shloish Shukasavar, Af Shashliach Nasa Eid, Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. And that's going to be the Machlokes. Okay, so now we have to try to understand, what's the reason why we have a discussion whether or not Shliach is Nasa Eid? Why would you think Shliach's not Nasa Eid? Lamaisa, there's a mishnah, there's a Gemara about this. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin which speaks about it. It's bizarre to me, super bizarre, that Rashi doesn't even mention the Gemara. Rashi is great at giving us sources. Whenever we have a discussion, the Gemara, Rashi always tells us where to go. Over here, for some reason, Rashi ignores the Makar. It's a Gemara in Kiddushin where the Gemara discusses if Shliach is Nasa Eid or not. Hein Hein Shluchav, Hein Hein Eidav. That's the discussion in the Gemara. But what's the discussion? The Gemara there says clearly that the discussion is whether or not you say that a shliach is considered kibal davar, kigufay. So you use the word kigufay. That might be a machlokes, as Yossi Cohen was saying yesterday, of how you understand shlichus. Is shlichus kigufay? Chakir shlichus, we'll have to figure out when we get there. But the shaila is a shliach like the person? Can a person be made on himself? For sure not. Ain't other made al atzmoy. So if Shliach is Kigufay, so is Shliach Nasa Eid? No. If Shliach is not Kigufay, then Shliach is Nasa Eid. That's the Shaila of the Gemara of, is Shliach Nasa Eid or not? How do we paskin? Shliach Nasa Eid. That's what the Gemara says. Now the Gemara is saying, do we say Ki Heichi that Shliach is Nasa Eid, so too Eid is Nasa Dayan? What's the Shaila of Eid Nasa Dayan? What's that Shaila? Over there, there's numerous pshatim in the Rishayim. One pshat in the Rishayim in the Rashbam, which is that's a special gzeres hakasef. The pasuk says that when people testify, it's yamdu hashnayim. They have to stand lifnei elokim. Elokim is a reference to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, yamdu shnei anoshim. Therefore, lifnei Hashem. So when the edim say this, they have to be standing in front of Bezdin. What does that mean? That the edim are not the Bezdin, because you have to stand in front of the Bezdin. That's Gzeres HaKosev. Yamdu Shnayim Lefnei Elokim. Okay, but what in the world does that have to do with the Shaila of if Shliach is Nasa Eid? What does Shliach Nasa Eid have to do with Eid Nasa Dayan? Frechter Moshe Feinstein, and he bribes Rabbi Isai, Tzorech Ian Godol Bekavanosai. And then the next piece of Rashi argues on Rashi. But in Rashi's pshat, it's a pele. What does it mean? Ki heichi the shliach nasa eid nasa dayin. They have nothing to do with each other. The shayla of shliach nasa eid is, do you see a shliach as if he is kigufoy? Is he like the person himself? He's himself. He can't be made on himself. The shayla of eid nasa dayin is of gzeres, whether we have a gzeres akasav or not. What does that have to do? And the other man, the armor, is no better. Tosis brings up pshat because it's Eidus Shiat Yochel Azimah. A person can't schlug up Eidus if you're saying Eidus in front of the judge is also the aid. Who are you going to schlug it up to? The judge? Okay, he's not going to schlug him up in front of himself. He's not going to accept it. He said, listen, I know I saw it. What do you mean? He's going to throw it out. So it's Eidus Shiat Yochel Azimah. All of those pshatim, says Rav Moshe, doesn't make any sense.
What's the kasha in Eid Nasadayim? Because the Adam are standing, Dayanim are sitting,
so
that doesn't work?
Yeah, no, you see in the Pasuk that you have to have Adam standing, Dayanim sitting, you have to have two distinct sets of people.
Work,
you're right, that's why this Mandarim holds Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. That's the Pshat, this Mandarim, it's Xeris HaKosim. The other Mandarim obviously doesn't hold Xeris HaKosim, but what does that do with Shliach Nasa Eid? There doesn't seem to be any seeming connection. So if you look in the Ritva, Rabbi Isai, the Ritva says a different Pshat than Rashi in our Gemara. And it's going to answer this question. Look at the Ritva we gave out to Mar Mekoymus. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Shehakol Mayed Bidvar Hashem. The Ritva says, Halcha b'shliach nasa eid, uplug tehi be'ish mekadesh. The Ritva is kind enough to tell us where this machloikis exists. Rashi didn't tell us that for some reason. Plug tehi be'ish mekadesh. The Kaimel and Kimanda Omer, the Nasa Eid, we pass in Shliach is Nasa Eid. Now these are the important words. V'hilkach ikar la'afluge im nasadayin oloi. Ikar la'afluge means it's possible for us to entertain a machloikas if the shliach is also able to be a dayin or not. If aid nasadayin. Hilkach ikar la'afluge, it's possible to entertain a machloikas im nasadayin oloi. Aval l'man de amar de ein nase aid, that a shliach can't be an aid mipnei shehu kigufay, because the shliach is gufay lekalafluge de bal dover sheino nase dayan. For sure, he also can't be the dayan. If I can't be the aid, I can't be the dayan. Why can't I be the aid? Because it's like I'm the bal dover. So why can't I be the dayan? I'm the bal dover. Same reason. So the Ritva learns what the Gemara is saying is, if you hold ain shliach nasa aid, it's impossible to entertain that aid is nasa dayan. But now that we say shliach nasa aid, now we can discuss if shliach is, if aid is nasa dayan or not. But that doesn't mean that the discussion of shliach nasa aid and the discussion of shliach nasa dayan are coming for the same reason. They're not the same reason. It's just one would exclude the other. If you hold ein shliach nasa aid, for sure you're going to hold ein shliach nasa dayan. But not that the machlekas of aid nasa dayan has anything to do with shliach nasa aid. Nothing to do with each other. But if once you tell me that shliach is nasa aid, you can entertain the possibility that also aid could be nasa dayan here. That's the way the Ritva learns. That's not Rashi, Rabbi say. Rashi says, ki heichi de shliach nasa aid, aid nasa dayin. Just like shliach is nasa aid, so too aid is nasa dayin. What does ki heichi mean? That's not the way the Ritva learns. The Ritva is saying that if you hold shliach nasa aid, then ikol afluge, that it's possible to entertain the machloikas. Rashi is saying differently. Ki heichi de shliach nasa aid, aid nasa dayin. What's pshat in Rashi? Comes along the Tosfos HaRosh, and the Tosfos HaRosh says something nifla biyoser. It's mamish a matana that we have the Tosfos HaRosh, because without this, you can't understand. I'm pretty confident that Rav Moshe Feinstein did not see this Tosfos HaRosh, because Tosfos HaRosh lays it out on a platter for us, and he tells us what's pshat in Rashi. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, I'll read it to you. He starts off saying kimat word for word Rashi. He says pirish ki heichi de amrinan shliach nasa aid. That's the machlekes. Do you say ki heichi de shliach nasa aid or not? Now he says like this. De lekule alma. Shliach de hocha nasa aid. Everyone agrees about this shliach, that he's nasa aid. Everyone agrees about our case that shliach is nasa aid. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Shliach says, Fanech tefanechtam. Somebody asked me a question. According to my norm, Shliach nasa aid, what's pshat on our Mishnah? The Ritva says that everyone agrees. I mean, the Tosfos HaRosh says, everyone agrees in our case that Shliach can be nasa aid. V'taima? The reason is because Medak Daik. Kinim Reperek Resh Pirkin. V'loi dami leplukta de perek beis de kedushin de hein hein shluch of hein hein eidiv. This is not the same as the regular case of Shliach nasa aid in kedushin.
That's why Rashi doesn't bring it.
Why did Rashi tell us the mitzvah? The Gemara is talking about shliach nasa aid or not. Let's talk about the case. Says the Tosfos HaRosh. That's not. This is not similar to the regular case. This is different. Over here, maybe we could say shliach nasa aid, even though you would paskin ain shliach nasa aid. This is the exact opposite of the Ritva. The Ritva says, because we paskin shliach nasa aid over there, therefore we can discuss over here if aid is nasa dayin. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, pum far kelt. Even if you hold over there, ain't shliach nasa aid. Over here it works. What's the pshat in the machlekes? I think the machlekes, Rabbi Isai, is very poshut. What's the pshat when our shliach walks in and says, b'fanenechta, b'fanenechtam? Why is he neman? According to the Ritva, why is he neman? In Rava. Because now we're saying everyone agrees, Rava is later Rava. So why is he neman? According to the Ritva, when the shliach says, b'fanenechta, b'fanenechtam, the Ritva says it's kitrei. That's why it's kabbalas edus. You need kabbalas edus. He's like two. So is this shliach edus? Yes. Is it like all other Eidos? Yes. That's why you need a Bezdin. Why do you need a Bezdin? Because Kabbalah's Eidos is Mishlesha. This is Kabbalah's Eidos. Says the Ritva, well, guess what? This is Eidos like all other Eidos. So if Shliach is Nasa Eid, then fine. If Shliach is Ein Nasa Eid, not fine. So that's why Gemara has to say that we have to paskin Shliach is Nasa Eid. If not, then this is not going to work. But Rashi holds like the Meiri. And the Meiri says, why is a Shliach Naman to say b'fanenechtam? Baldover. Is the pshat that the Shliach is a legitimate aid? Is he a regular aid? Nay, he's a Baldover. So can a Baldover say his Baldover thing even though he's a Baldover? Yes, because he's a Baldover. So even if you hold everywhere else ain't Shliach Nasa aid, that's because he's coming to be a regular aid. Over here, he's coming to be a Baldover. So even though we paskin ain't Shliach Nasa aid, says the Tosfos Rosh, our case is going to be different because this is not a regular Eidos.
If he's a Baal Dover, he for sure can't be a Dayan. That's why the Ritva didn't hold like the Meiri. He said before, Baal Dover in a Nasa Dayan, for sure not.
Okay, we'll get to that. So that's the first step. Rashi is saying, the Tosfos Rosh is saying, that the Gemara is not coming here, that this is the same Achleikus as the Gemara in Kedushin. Rashi doesn't quote the Gemara in Kedushin. This is not regular Eidos. That's what Rashi doesn't mention at Gemara. And what's the Gemara saying? Ki heichi, just like over here, we're going to say Shliach Nasa Eid, we're going to allow over here the Shliach to be an Eid. Why? Because we're saying, is this real Eidos according to Rashi? No. So too, Eid Nasa Dayan. What does that mean? Even though usually an Eid can't be a Dayan, over here an Eid can be a Dayan because it's not a real Eid. So just like you can allow Shliach Nasa Eid, because why does Shliach Nasa Eid? Because he's not a real Eid. So too, Eid Nasa Dayan, because it's not a real Eid. That's the Kiechi. I'm not saying it's good because of all the, because you're overriding the, over there, the Pasuk says, V'yamdu Shnayim V'nei Elkim. That's Eidos. This is not Eidos. Eidos Yatziach Lazia. That's Eidos. This is not Eidos. All those reasons are problems in Eidos. There it's a din that Eidos needs to have. Eid has to be in front of Dayanim. But this is not Eidos. So ki heichi that over here we're allowing Shliach to be Nasa Eid. Why? Because we're saying it's not a real Eidos. It's not a regular Eidos. Hachanami Eid Nasa Dayan.
A little confusing. It doesn't really make sense because we're saying Shliach Nasa Eid, and then we're saying the reason Shliach Nasa Eid is because it's not really an Eid.
It's very confusing, but I wanted to ask Yoni. Yoni, is this confusing?
No.
Is it okay if it's confusing?
No, I'm just saying, like,
it's confusing.
According to Rashi and Tosfos Rosh, it's not Shliach Nasa
Eid. Exactly. Exactly. Eid just. Exactly. That's what Tosfos Rosh says. Even though usually we say Shliach is Eid Nasa Eid, over here we're going to allow it. Why are we allowing it? Because over here it's different. Because it's not related. That's what it means. That's what it means. Right? And is it confusing? Yes. You have stamakasha on the Meiri. The Meiri says, Baldover is not Eidos. So then why does the Gemara quote? That's what we ended off yesterday. Meiri says, Baldover is not Eidos. So why does the Gemara say, Shlech Nasa Eid is not an Eid? Elamai, that's what the Gemara means. And that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. Just like we're saying over here, Shlech Nasa Eid because it's not really an Eid. Hachanami, Eid Nasa Dai because it's not really an Eid. It's taka a little bit confusing. It's confusing. That's what El Chazor says
here
for.
Living here in this specific case, an exception to the rule.
Is an exception to the rule. So what Rashi is basically saying, just like Shliach Nasa Eid is an exception to the rule, Eid Nasa Dayan is an exception to the rule. That's totally different than the Ritva. The Ritva's Mahalach was, over here is saying, now that you cleared me and you said that Shliach is Nasa Eid, now we can discuss if Eid is Nasa Dayan. But it's not an exception to the rule. This goes by the rules, because the Ritva is saying, this Shliach is Eidim. That's why the Ritva says, you need to say your Shliach is in front of three. Kabbalah's Eidos. This is Eidos. Rashi never mentions Kabbalah's Eidos, because it's not Eidos. Why need three? Because Kiyam Shtaris. So what's he doing? Baldover. So Shliach Nasa Eid, it's not regular Eid. That's why we allow it to work. So Eid Nachanami, Eid Nasa Dayan, because it's not regular Eid. The Machlokes is beautiful, Rabbi Yisai. It's Machlokes L'shitasam. The Ritva's Pshat in the Gemara, and the Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara are L'shitasam. What's the next line in the Gemara? Says the Gemara, V'kaimelon b'drabanan,
the Eid Nasa Dayan. Frekta Gemara, what are you talking about? We paskin Eid Nasa Dayan. We paskin Eid Nasa Dayan. So what's the Gemara's question? Let's see, according to the Ritva and Rashi, the Gemara's asking two different questions. According to the Ritva, what's the Gemara asking? How could you have a machloikis if Eid Nasa Dayan or not? We paskin Eid Nasa Dayan. So we should know the answer. You can't be machloikis about that. Everyone agrees Eid Nasa Dayan. That's the way the Ritva learns. Because this is a sugya of Eid Nasa Dayan. Legit sugya. V'kaimelon Eid Nasa Dayan. That's the way we paskin. That's the way the Ritva is going to learn the Gemara. Rashi is going to learn the Gemara differently. What's the Gemara saying? I don't need to be an exception to the rule. You're asking me, over here we're going to allow the aid to be Nasadayan because it's not a real aid. Well, guess what? Even if he's a real aid, he's Nasadayan. I don't need an exception to the rule. The rule is okay. So when the Gemara says, a kaimel and aid Nasadayan, here, getting back to Moshe's question, the Gemara means aid. Aid Nasa, real aid is Nasadayan. So what are you telling me? This is not a real aid. I don't need that. I don't need a kihechi over here, folks, because even if he's a regular aide, he's Nasadayan. So what are you coming at? Do we say, according to Rashi, this is not Chalikas, just like aide is Shlech is Nasadayan, so too aide Nasadayan. Aide's Nasadayan because aide's Nasadayan. I don't need a kihechi. That's according to Rashi. According to the Ritva, the Gemara's question is, I don't know how you could argue about this. Bottom line, everyone should agree that it works. It's two different pshatim. What does Rashi say? Says Rashi, "Hachi gar sinon, v'kaimalon b'drabanon de'ed nasadayan." Says Rashi, "Kigon gar bekim shtoris d'amina b'ksubis." There's a wrong gears over here in what the case is. Shloish shiyashvu l'chaim es ashtar v'kara yiral echonim. Three people sat to be mekayim the shtar, and something happened. We allow two of them to get up. Ravina by the Gemara asks the question: the name of de'ed nasadayan, and the Gemara brings it right from edus achodesh, not like that. Umesvina we answer. Umeshanin hachi hani mili be'edus achodesh di'araisa. The Gemara over there comes to the conclusion is aid is Nasadayan. Rashi seems to say there's a different gears in the Gemara. Rashi says, Hachigar Sinan Kaimalan Bidrabanan de Aid Nasadayan. The Ritva Taka has a different gears in the Gemara. And the Ritva's gears in the Gemara goes like this. The Gemara says, you have a machlokas of Aid Nasadayan? But I thought we paskin Ain Aid Nasadayan. The Gemara says back, yeah, but that's only D'oraisa. Oh, so we paskin Eid Nasadayan? The D'rabanan. This is a D'rabanan. And then the Gemara moves forward. The Gemara Ki'ilu started off with, oh, what are you talking about? Ain Eid Nasadayan. Yeah, but that's only D'oraisa. But D'rabanan Eid Nasadayan. So the Gemara is Ki'ilu saying, listen, I don't understand. Understand. You got one mandama that says Eid Nasadayan, another one says Ain Eid Nasadayan. But I know we paskin Ain Nasadayan. So it sounds like the Gemara is saying that mandama is right. Well, no, but that's only Midiraisa. Oh, by Midirabana it's Ain Nasadayan? Okay, then the other mandama is right. And that's what the Gemara is like trying to figure out. Is it Ain Eid Nasadayan or Ain Nasadayan? Rashi doesn't have that girsa. Rashi's not good with that. Rashi gets straight down to brass tacks. The Gemara says Ain Nasadayan. And the Ritva has the Girsa. I like to suggest this Machlekes is once again a Machlekes L'shitasam. And I'll explain to you how. If we paskin Ain Eid Nasadayan, is that a Kasha according to Rashi? Is that going to be a Kasha that can exist in our Gemara? It can't exist. Because what's the whole point of our Gemara? What's the Gemara coming to say? Over here is different. If over here is different, I don't care what you paskin. Guess what? Even if you paskin ain't shliach nasa aid, we're going to say shliach nasa aid. And just like shliach nasa aid nasa dayan. What does that mean? Even though normally we say it doesn't work, this is different. The Gemara can't ask a question, but we paskin ain't aid nasa dayan. That won't bother me. This is different. That's the whole point of our Gemara. Our Gemara is coming to say, this is not regular aid. That's not akasha. The Gemara is asking when it says a kaimalon aid nasadayan. Gemara is saying I don't need to be different because even if you're not different, it's fine. But to say that this is a stira to the halacha doesn't bother us. Masha'en kein according to the Ritva says this is straight up regular aid nasadayan and shliach nasa aid. So the Gemara says, listen, You're saying it's a machlokas. You have eight nasadayin, like the regular machlokas. Yeah, the regular machlokas. Because shlech nasayin is the regular machlokas. Eight nasadayin is the regular machlokas. This is all regular stuff. Okay, but we paskin eight nasadayin. So how could you talk have a machlokas and eight nasadayin? And there's not an exception according to the Ritva. This is kabbalas edus. So how could eight nasadayin? So the Ritva, oh, that's only the araisa. Okay, then all that makes sense according to the Ritva. According to Rashi, he has to cut it out. Hachi garsinan, he has a different girsa. L'choyro, that's the machlokes here, Rashi and Ritva, which we see, if you count it, it's be'etzim four times machlokes l'shitasim. Says the Gemara Vayter. Ela hacha b'hacha mefugi. L'mar sova kivan she isha k'sheir ala havi yisaget, zimin l'maisi la isa v'samchina ala. That the Enochanami, everyone agrees over here, really, Eid Nasadayin. Forget that whole thing. The Gemara's now on its third attempt. Forget that. The Machlokes is not about, everyone agrees, Eid Nasadayin, so really it should work. So really should only need two. Why do we need three? Marasama came into Isha Ksheru, the Havi Get. Zimin and Demaisi La Itza. Misamchiela. We're afraid sometimes an Isha's going to bring a get, and we're going to rely on her. Rely on her to be what? To be the third person in the Bezdin. And does that work? No, an Isha can be a Shliach. Maybe an Isha can be an aid for Vanechta and Vanechta, but an Isha cannot be
a Dayan.
The Idach, the other man, number holds, Isha made the Yediyah velo Samchi Allah. A woman knows, and we're not going to be Samech on her. And that's the Machlokes. So this is like a Gzer Darabanan, basically. Really, you should allow that the Shlich should stay in front of two. Let the Shlich stay in front of two. But the problem is that there's going to be times that shliach is going to be an isha, and can an isha be a part of the bezdin? No, we're going to make that mistake. The Tosfos says you could have said the same thing with karev. Really, you could have said who did I matzil the name zim the ma'is la karev. If a karev brings it, can he say fanechta fanechtam? Yes. Can he be on the bezdin? No. So maybe that'll happen over there with the karev, and they have the same discussion. Okay, I hear that question. It's an interesting question. It's a perceptive question. First of all, the Gemara before says which Isha is Lo Shrichi? This is not Isha herself. This is Stama Isha. Okay, so that so we have to we're gonna have to match up the shittas and deal with it. But that's kipshutai. It's a good question. Okay. Says Rashi, Kivan the Isha Ksheira Imachsheris Bishnaim Zilnin de Maisi La Isha Visamchina Lalach Shuri Nami Bishnaim Vishalo Khazi let's do if you had it. Isha's not good. So Rabbi Sai or Moshe Feinstein has the following clear. What are we going to do wrong? Are we going to do wrong? We're gonna think that a woman is okay to be on a bezdin, or we're gonna think that we didn't need the shliach to be the third member of the court? Are we gonna make the mistake to think that the isha is kasha for a bezdin? Is that the mistake we're gonna make? What?
Well,
the other side is that we always know that two is enough. We're just relying on the two. We're not. If someone would say, you know, you really need three, you would say, oh, three, right? So who's the third? The Isha can't be. Oh no. I just forgot that I remember you always do two. Three became two because it's really two you need because the third one's always there. The shliach's always there. So whatever they bring, they always bring two people, and they'll forget to think about the fact that it's really three. And they'll just focus on the fact that you need two. Or they'll know it's three, but they'll just think that that Isha's good.
You only need two or three.
You need three, but you only need two others. So as the Pshat will always say, okay, bring two others, even by Isha will just say bring two others, because we're not thinking about the fact that the Isha's not good. Or the Pshat is will think that maybe Isha's kosher. What's the Lashon of the Gemara Mashma?
Second one, stomach of cum.
It sounds like v'samchi alo. We're going to be simach on her. I got it. Is there a havamina that an isha is going to be kosher on a bezdin?
No. Why is there a havamina that you think that's going to be good for the two? We just established why everyone holds
it here. That just became procedure. Procedure became two. Procedures two. We always do two. Yesterday we did two. The day before we did two. This one also did two. We didn't realize yesterday we did two because we included the shliach. The day before we did two because we didn't include the shliach. And over here we can't include the shliach. Or maybe not. Maybe the havamina that the isha is going to be good. Is there havamina that the isha is good? The answer is yes. The Rajba actually asked the question. The Rajba asks, he says, I don't understand. You let an isha say Eidos over here? Why do you let her say Eidos? Because we're willing to let an isha be. So why don't we let her be on the bezdin also? Once you're letting a woman in, let her in all the way. Let her be a shliach. Let her be an aide. Let her be on the bezdin.
I'm not saying we're going to confuse it. It's just once we're making the kula here, let's take it all the way.
Right?
But we know that we're not going to go make them
a shliach
there.
Why not?
Because that's what he's asking. Why don't we just make her take it away? Because we're not going to rely on this anyways. Just take it all the way.
The Rajba asked a question. Why taka is isha not kosher? Isha should be kosher. Why Isha should be kosher? Listen, you let an Isha say Eidos. She can't say Eidos. And still you let her say Eidos. If you let an Isha say Eidos, so let her also be on the Bezdin.
But that's
implying
that
you
want to be mindful because Mishum Aguna, but,
right.
But to find the Bezdin, you just need
So that's the Rajma's answer. He says, listen, it's hard to find a Shliach to go overseas. Maybe the Baal is going to say, listen, all I got is an Isha. You don't let the Isha work? Forget it. I'm not doing it. But to find a bezdin, just get three people, get three men together. You're over here now. There's no reason to be matir and aguna over here. That's one of the Rajma's answers. But you see, the Rajma entertains. Maybe this is kosher. Not only does the Rajma entertain that, I believe the Tosfos Rid holds that. Isha is kosher to be on the bezdin. You have a Gemara that says not like that? I'm suggesting Isha is kosher to be on the bezdin. Prove me not like that. This Gemara. What does this Gemara say? What about Isha, right? Not according to the Tosfos Rid. Let's read the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid has a different gear than our Gemara. It says the Tosfos Rid on the side of our Gemara. Aval haka behaka miflagi. Mar sover, kivan de Isha atzma mevia gita. Ubevad shetei tzrich olam mifanechta fanenechta. Zimni de maisi ihi v'samchinen Allah. What does it mean? Master Vakim the Isha Atzma Mevia Gita. What does it mean Isha Atzma Mevia Gita? She's gonna bring her own get. What's the problem over here? That a woman's gonna bring a get? No. The problem is the Isha Atzma is gonna bring her get. Can she be on her own bezdin? That's for sure not gonna work. Right? That we're not allowing. But can she bring her own get? Yes. Says the Tzurid, that's the chashash. The chashash is Isha Atzma Mevia Gita. Frech to Rabbi Yashiv. Not only Rabbi Yashiv, others. Why only worried about that? Why don't you just worry about a regular Isha bringing a get? Because maybe a regular Isha is okay to be on the Bezdin. Maybe it is. And a Hanami, it's a special din over here by this Bezdin because we're Matur and Isha Miguna Kila Berabon and we allow this to work.
We're going to make a mistake and think that she'll be dying on her own get?
We're going to make a mistake and think that once you say two is good enough, we're going to let with two.
Then we're going to let the other two. So what's Samech Allah? Because Rid is saying we're going to be Samech on her. We're going to use her as part of the Bezdin, even though it's her own get. Which it seems like the Chashash is.
It sounds like if you look at Tosfos Rosh later, the Tosfos Rid that it's not a chashash that we're going to allow her. We're just going to think too, like that's Adam Rav Moshe. If you look at carefully the lashon of the Tosfos Rid, he's saying we think that once you say two is enough, so two is enough over there also, because you know it's not the pshat we're going to ever think that the isha herself can be on her own bezdin, but we said two, and then there'll be two over there also. Well, once we're machshir b'shnayim, we'll think b'isha also can be machshir b'shnayim. But the Fizeh comes out a very big Kiddush. It seems like from the Tosfos to the Tosfos Rid, an Isha is going to be kosher to be on a Bezdin. For this case. In Hanami, the the Rashi entertains such a thing. He discusses it. Is she not? He has a Gemara. Our Gemara says not. He says, why not? Maybe she should. The Maisa, Rabbi Yosef says a different pshat in why over here the Chashash is only Isha Atzma. The Cheshbin, that over here, because who cares if it's not in front of Beis Din? It won't be Beis Din. Beis Din is only Din Derabanan. It's only Chashash Rachaik. And then in the Tzitz Rid, we're going to get back to the question that Ezra asked. So you're telling me making a gzeira, you're passing, everyone needs to be three because Isha Atzma Shemevi is Gita, it's a gzeira on a gzeira, a Muslim Shchicha, and you're going to say we're afraid in that case, maybe we're going to make the mistake. Do we make a gzeira? So according to the Tzitz Rid, it's a very big chiddush that we're making this takana here. But that's the way it comes out. Zok the Gemara Vaiter, says the Gemara. Tanya Kavosi de Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe get me dinas ayam, but nasna vadama fanechta fanechta. Yaitiv avlad mamzer. Dibira mayor. Chomoimim in avlad mamzer. Ketad yasa yitlena heimena, yachzu yitnena bifne shnayiv, the yerme bifanechta bifanechta. So the Gemara brings this brisa in connection with the machlokas we just mentioned. Do you need in front of two? Do you need in front of three? Over here you see you need in front of two. The brisa says in front of two. But once we bring the brisa, we get deep in the discussion of what's going on in this brisa. Here we finally get exposed to the machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. What happens if you did it wrong? How do we paskin like Rav Meir, like the Chachamim? So if you remember, we had a Rashi way back that Rashi seems to paskin like Rav Meir. Where was that Rashi? Rashi on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. Rashi over there said, "Asi lemigzei, you're going to accidentally say fanechta and not say fanechta l'shma. And what's going to happen? Then kol meshana b'yishtam chomigin na vlad mamzer." Rashi there says Rav Meir. The Rashi is medayik and Rashi passes like Rav Meir. Kipshutai, we pass like the Chachamim. The Rambam passes like the Chachamim. So you have to see what's that machlekes and what's stam the yisoid of machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim over here. This is where we discuss taking it back and giving it over. We discuss over here when do you say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam? Do you say b'shas nesina, after nesina? All that we will discuss Beis Hashem and more hopefully tomorrow.